gradually going up. I will not care for that. You know the history of Narada Rishi. He wanted to do bhajan of Krishna, but his mother was obstacle, always taking him in the lap, kissing, and always loving him. He saw that if mother is here, then I cannot
progress
in Krishna bhajan. Anyhow, hey Krishna, you should save me. Coming day, a serpent came in the morning and bit her mother and his feet. She passed away. He did not do any sanskar. Sanskar, you know? Sanskar. Funeral ceremony or anything. He just ran towards the forest. And there he began to do aradhana of Narayan. Uttering of that mantra. And after some time, Narayan came and gave him darshan. So we should try to follow all Srimad Bhagavatam, all Chaitanya Charitamrita, the devotees like Rupa, Sanatana, Raghunath and all these things. These are bhajan kriya. If you are doing bhajan like Srivas Pandit, once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to Srivas Pandit that I am saying that you have nothing to take, no prasadam today or for future. What will be that? If there is nothing, he has nothing to take. He told, he clapped three times. One, two, three, he told. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, what is the meaning of one, two, three? He began to laugh and tell that if I have nothing to take anything today, no harm. Second day nothing, no harm. Third day nothing to take anything, Krishna is not arranged. Then I will jump in Ganges at once. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that never, never, never. If Lakshmi Devi will have to bathe in the street, it will be never, but he is giving, telling like, if Lakshmi has to
goddess of fortune
bathe here and there, but I know that you have never to
suffer and to death. Go hungry.
Stop having it. Lakshmi will always serve you. She is bound to serve. I know that any devotee, who is third class of devotee, he had no problem for taking moksha. Never it will be. So don't be worried for this. If you are like that Srivas Pandit, Krishna will himself come having something in his head and he will give it to you. You know the history of Arjun?
Arjun
Mishra. One of the explainer of Gita.
Commentator.
He was reading Bhagavatam Gita and he was writing
commentary.
When he went to the slok,
Ananya
Chintayanto Mangye Jana Parjupasate Tesham Nityabhiyuktanam Yog Kshema. Try to remember this slok of Gita, very important. He was writing, but when he read this slok and began to write some commentary, he could not think what was the explanation. Why Krishna should come? Personally, he can arrange anyhow. So he also thought that for so many days, so many years, we, my wife and myself, are so poor. He has not arranged anything from him. Personally, he has not come to us. I am not given anything. So how can I believe this slok? I think that this slok is not correct. So he cut it by red ink and he went to beg. Whole day begging, nothing, empty handed. At last, in evening, about 3, he returned to home and he knocked the door. His wife came angry, was so angry. He told at once, see, why you have
beaten
that a boy, very good, Samala Ranga,
your disciple,
you have given so much
load
on his that he cannot carry, and upon this you
scratch
on his back, in his back, and reddish as will come, and as if blood is coming. It was, I have no disciple, I don't know this story, I have not given any load to anyone. You are mad, that is why you are telling. No, I am not mad, you are mad. Come with me and see that boy is here, I have kept. So beautiful, age about only 8-9, so beautiful boy, so smooth and sweet. Come on. When they entered in the room and she wanted to show Krishna there, then she saw. What happened? Before this Brahmin, a boy came and she was so much
tired,
sweating, and having two baskets full of rice, ghee, atta, dal, maida, everything. Then he entered, and she was asking, why this reddish? Oh Brahman, my Gurudev has given so much load on me, and I was making some late, so he had done this. Oh. He's so cruel. When he will come, then I will give him any lesson. And I will let him enter in my room, in my house. So when this Brahmin came and they went to see where is that boy, they saw that there is no boy at all. They searched in all corners and here and there, but Krishna was not there. Then Brahmin took his book and saw that slope. This reddish was also gone. Then he knew that is, Krishna can come personally taking the load of all the utensils a devotee wants. And then he was satisfied. He began to weep. The Krishna came here, I could not take darshan. I'm so
unfortunate.
So we should be dependent on Krishna. This is Saranagati. If you are not Saranagat, if any wind of suffering comes, you will be shaken and your bhakti will go out. I am seeing so many bhakti, serving so many days, not on your line, but this line. So many. Devotees came, they served about 20 years and they began, again they went to marriage and here and there. No sattva at all, giving up all these things. Because they have no good quality of association, no inspiration, not following all these things. You should also note a thing that someone was telling me that if Guru is telling that you should do hook and crook, you can cheat anyone, but anyhow you should bring money and give it to me and I will engage in mandi temple here and there. We are not in this.
Right.
Don't lie. Don't cheat anybody. Don't try to tell lie. Especially I have heard that you should give up your wife and make money for her, not for them. You should divorce them. Or to wife, they are telling that you give up your husband and do no. These are not etiquette. So we should follow all these things which are written in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Then it will be bhajan. Shravanam, kirtanam, smaranam, padasevanam, archanam, bandanam, dasyam, satkam, atmanivedanam, iti punsarpita, bhakti chena valakkhana, create bhagavati agdhatanamnya dhitamuktamam. Prahlad Maharaj is telling this and Rupa Goswami is quoting this. First, you should surrender yourself. Atmanivedam to Guru and then to Krishna. Automatically it will come. Then it will come anisthita bhakti, not naisthika bhakti. What is anisthita bhakti?
Unsteadiness.
Bhakti will come, but it can be stopped at any time. It will set in here and there. Utsamai, ghantarla, dirghakalpa, tarangarangini,
visayasangara,
nyamakshama. These are all anisthita bhakti. When he was a she was initiated, so much
enthusiasm.
And after Guru went away to his bhajan kuti in Vrindavan, and now gradually coming down, and then we wrap the kit bag and doing nothing actually. So this is not. And when Guru came again, we took new big bag. Guru Maharaj, again you should chant on this.
I lost my bit.
So don't do like this. No? This is anisthita bhakti. What should I do? I live with my family or I should give up them? I have seen that Narada Rishi Sukadeva Goswami has left their wives and children and his home, their home. So I see it should be like that. But I see on the other hand Prahlad Maharaj, Ambarish Maharaj, Pandavas were all family men and very near and dear to Krishna Krishna. Also the gopis were not
renounced.
They have not taken sannyasi or brahmacharini. But they have controlled Krishna even. So I must be in family. I should serve my family, wives, father, mother, old father and mother. And when they will die, then I what should I do? Again thinking, it has been told in Shastra, to be with a family is like a dark veil. But Brahma has told,
Prahlad
Maharaj has told, and in Srimad Bhagavati it has been told. What told?
Tat sadhu manne asura varja deni.
Yatne prayasa saddha bhakti anukarmishyati. Satam prasangam bhavat
virya sambhido vikarna rasayana bhavantitka
rasayana vatpajyo sanat asu apavad vatmani sadharati bhakti jnane prayasa utpalasya namanteva jivanti sammukharitam bhavadiya vartam sthane sthita tarmang manovi prayaso jita jito apisthanyo. They any sarivar whether marriage life, renowned order, brahmachari, or anyone, where you are being there. But try to go to listen sadhu sangha. Do pranam to sadhu, do pranam to Srimad Bhagavatam, pranam, doing pranam to the place, those who is doing management of Srimad Bhagavatam, pranam to that person also. and by tan, man, vachan. By three. Tan,
body,
mind,
and speech.
Word. By three. Then pranam. Aapke liye pranam hai. By pranam to you. I am offering pranam to you. By speaking and by body, by eight part of the body. Ashtanga pranam. Oh, I am so fortunate that I have come to listen this Srimad Bhagavatam. So doing like this. In some time, you will control Krishna also. Krishna is not controlled by anyone. But by doing so, by Harikatha, Krishna will come in heart by in the way of this clear. And clear everything, not to clear anything, but he will himself clear. Like a friend, bosom friend, he will clear all this. Don't be worried for that will clear and then Krishna will come. He will come in the shape of word, Prasabda Brahma, and he will be there. And he will clear all these things. Namaparad, Shivaparad, all anabsa and sati. So you should depend on him and Guru. And that you should go on doing bhakti, activities of bhakti. In some way, some days you will see that your heart is full of happiness. No worry, no problem. And then your bhakti will come to Nirvikha. And thus it will come after some days, Ruchi, Asakti, then Bhav. Gaur Pramanande. Come tomorrow there, where I am hosting to the house of Guptaji, Daud Dayal Guptaji. And there I will explain Bhagavatam, Prahlad Maharaj Upadhyan, from beginning to end.